I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. Guitarist Mark Elf has built a distinguished reputation in the jazz world for over 40 years. He's recorded 11 of his own records as a band leader, 9 in a row of which reached number 1 on the national radio jazz charts. He's also played or recorded with greats from Dizzy Gillespie to Wynton Marsalis and Jimmy Heath, among many others. He's in the Pacific Northwest for a string of appearances that include teaching a masterclass at the U of O School of Music tonight. He's also performing at Christo's Pizzeria and Restaurant in Salem on Thursday, November 7th. He's with us at KLCC now. Nice to finally meet you after all these years, Mark.
Yeah, well, we've had some conversations, Eric, and it's great to see you.
It's great to see you. Yes, for the listeners there, we've probably talked, we figured out, I think, 16 or 17 years on the phone, but have never met until this moment.
It's unbelievable, really.
So it's nice to get to share a room with you. So what do you feel like playing at the moment? What do you feel like starting with?
How about Just in Time?
Works for me.
Since we're here.
We're here.
Thank you.
Mark Elf with Just In Time, live in the KLCC studios. He's teaching a masterclass tonight at UO School of Music, room 167 at 7 p.m. and live at Christo's Pizzeria and Restaurant in Salem tomorrow night, Thursday, November 7th. Well, Mark, you've been in the jazz world for over four decades now professionally. Things have really changed over the course of 40 years, that's for sure. What's it like to be a pro jazz player in 2013? How do you feel the climate is for music and business?
Well, do you want me to be honest or do you want me to paint a pretty picture?
Honesty here,
all
sir.
Right. Well, be quite honest with you. The format is a very small format, as you know. I mean, when I say format, I think the folks out there know what I mean. The style of music is maybe 2% of the whole music world. So it's very, very tiny. And there aren't a lot of people broadcasting this music. There's no education in the schools about the music. It's America's music. It was born here. You think they would teach it in the schools. So most people growing up from childhood, from the time they go to school to the time they reach adulthood, don't know anything about it. They don't know what it is. You say jazz to them, the average guy in the street thinks it's Kenny G. But I'm telling, that's the truth of it.
Yeah.
And so they have no idea about any of it. They don't know who, you know, I say Dizzy Gillespie. Oh, you mean the guy with the big cheeks? You know, they don't know anything about his music. They've seen a picture or heard of him, but they don't know anything about the music. And, you know, any of the artists, forget it, because they don't know, because they don't aren't aware of the music. So what that boils down to is diminished record sales, no record sales, or very little. That's why all the major companies went out of business. All the major record labels dropped their jazz arm. So the climate isn't good. Thank goodness KLCC broadcasts it. And there are a number of stations who do broadcast it. So there is education going on, not in the schools, though. So people bump into it on the radio and they say, oh, you know, I like that.
You do education yourself. Yeah. How is the conservatory going? What kind of offerings are you bringing as an educator?
Well, I started shooting videos, how long ago was it? 5 years ago now? 6 years ago? I don't know. I've shot 584 or something like, 580 some odd videos. And they're for guitarists, and they range from the lesson levels, range from intermediate to advanced. So, you know, I have single line solos, they have chord solos and all kinds of things like that. I discuss lots of aspects of the instrument, and it's been very good response. And I have students from all over the world that come to the site and sign up, and I've made it very inexpensive. So for a person that isn't, you know, making a lot of money, a musician, for instance, who isn't doing so well, maybe, can easily afford to do it.
You have a lot to offer, not only as a teacher about music, but as about business. You've been one of the few who's carved a living as an independent artist in a variety of directions. I think there's a lot of business offerings and wisdom that you have to bring by this point.
Well, when I started my record company, and I'm not the first one to do it, Eric. You know,
yes.
Dizzy Gillespie had his own company. The vocalist.
There have been many over the years.
You know
now.
Who I'm talking about, though. I had a senior moment here, but she had her own style of singing. You know who it is, but I can't think of the
name. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, there have been a number of artists who have done it long before I did. You know, but when I came in, the major labels were really in control of the airwaves and of the magazines, because they were spending tens, hundreds of thousands of dollars to produce and promote their artists. They set them up with whole machines of touring, of booking agents, of people, you know, setting them up in hotel rooms and air flights, and you know, making tours for them and to promote the records and sell the records. The only problem with that was that the major labels were spending more than they were bringing in, and the parent companies said, "Wait a minute," and that was at the time when the downloads started coming in, and so the hard copies, you know, the actual CDs themselves, the sales were just the worst. And they were losing money on almost every production until someone like Diana Krall comes along and holds the whole arm of it, because she sold 5 million. And then there was another one for Blue Note. What was her name? Sold 13 million records.
First Nora Jones record.
Nora Jones, the first Nora Jones. That held Blue Note up for a while. But that's the problem, is that there weren't the record sales, and what ended up happening was they all collapsed.
Mark Elf in the KLCC studios, live in masterclass tonight at the UO School of Music, live in trio at Christo's Pizzeria in Salem tomorrow night. Have another song you feel like playing for us here?
Yes.
What shall it be?
I think I'll do Smoke It's in Your Eyes.
Guitarist Mark Elf live in the KLCC studios, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes. He'll be teaching a masterclass at UO School of Music, room 167, this evening at 7 p.m. Also in Salem in trio at Christo's Pizzeria and Restaurant on Thursday, November 7th, before a string of dates in Washington. You can find out more about his music and teachings at jenbayjazz.com or markelfguitarconservatory.com as well. Well, Mark, in our conversation so far, Dizzy Gillespie's name keeps coming up, and you're one of the few people who's really had a chance, that's still here, that's had a chance to be playing with him. What did you learn from Dizzy?
Well, I got to tell you the story how it happened, because I think that's probably more entertaining than what I learned from
Okay.
him. And what happened was, I was playing, Billy Mitchell, this great saxophone player with the Count Basie Orchestra, also had a group with Al Gray. He's a tenor saxophone player from Detroit. And I met him when I used to sit in every night, or every week, I should say, at a little club on Long Island called the Steer Inn. And he took me under his wing, and he was my mentor, actually. And I played with a lot of cats, because he would hire these great players and I would be on the gig. So I went to the club. This is years now after that beginning part, and I was already playing professionally after that. And I'm in my 30s at this point. And I saw him at the club that night. I went home. I got home about 4 o'clock in the morning. I played with him, you know, to the end of the end of the set. We hung out a little bit. By the time I got back to the ranch, it was late, and I got to bed about 4 a.m. And around, I guess it was about, I don't know what time in the morning it was, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning. I was going to sleep till probably 12 or 1, you know, try to get my 8 hours in or whatever. And the phone rings, and I pick up the phone, and on the other end of the phone, I said, "Hello?" And he says, "Is this Mark F?" And I said, "Yes, yeah, Mark Elf." He said, "Well, this is Dizzy Gillespie." Well, at that point, I almost fell out of bed, because this is my hero. I'm listening to Bird and Diz on these old records and learning the stuff from him and all that. And what had happened, actually, was I knew I was going to be playing with him in Germany, because Billy hired me to go to play with them. It was a big band. It was Hank Jones. It was Larry Ridley on bass, and Kenny Barron. It was two piano players. There was a bunch of great players on it. Curtis Fuller was on trombone. And anyway, so I knew I was going to be there, and I was going to play 6 gigs. But this call from Dizzy was, he said, "Man, you're going to be in Europe with us." He's telling me this on the phone now. "You're going to be in Europe with us." He said, "And I got 5 more gigs after that. Would you like to make that with me?" He says, "I tried to call Curtis Fuller, because he plays with me all the time, but I can't reach him, so that's his blank." I can't say that on the air. So, bleep. I bleep myself.
And I appreciate that.
So anyway, so then he said, "Well, listen, man, I'll get back to you with the money." And he hung up the phone. I never heard back from him. And I called Billy, and I said, "Billy," I said, "Dizzy just called me, and he wants me to make 5 more gigs with him, you know?" So anyway, so as it turned out, so I went to Europe, and I ended up playing the 6 gigs at the Geistag, which is like the Lincoln Center of Munich, Germany. And then Dizzy took me out to play. We went to Greece, to Thessaloniki and Athens. And then we went to West Berlin, because at the time East and West was split up. And we played at the Quasimodo Club in West Berlin, and then we went on to France and played in Paris one night. And that was it, man. That's how it happened.
And what an honor to get to play with Dizzy Gillespie. And before we go, in our last 1 minute, I just want to publicly thank you also for being the only man to ever write a song for me.
Oh, yeah.
And
well,
people out there don't know that we're both cancer survivors, and that we shared that journey a little bit back there. So
yeah, we talked about it on the phone, and when he told me what he went through, I penned one for you. That's what happened.
I really appreciate that. It's been a really wonderful thing to get a chance to finally meet after all of these years.
Yeah.
So we appreciate cool. you coming in today.
It's great to be here, man. It's great to meet you and see you.
Jazz guitarist Mark Elf, who'll soon be recording his first album in 7 years, The Return of Mark Elf. Getting to that in December. He'll be hosting a masterclass at the UO School of Music, room 167, this evening at 7. Also performing in trio and Salem at Christo's Pizzeria and Restaurant, Thursday, November 7th, then a string of dates up in Washington. Again, for more on Mark Elf, his music, and his teachings, see djembejazz.com or markelfguitarconservatory.com. Thanks for being here.
Thanks, Eric.
For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.